SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hundreds of thousands of customers are without power in the Northeast due to a major storm. According to PowerOutage.us, at one point, more than 600,000 people from Massachusetts to Maine were without power. Hazardous driving conditions and possible flash flooding also expected across the region. Negotiations resume for the return of Israeli hostages kidnapped by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We understand that the negotiators are not us, but the negotiators that are in question here have had some conversations in the last couple of days. We hope that becomes a fruitful discussion, but I can't promise you a date certain where we could get another one in place, just that we're continuing to work it really, really hard.
The U.S. and a host of other nations are creating a new force to protect ships in the Red Sea that have come under attack by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the force in Bahrain. Also at SRNNews.com, the traditional birthplace of Jesus is preparing for a toned-down Christmas. Correspondent Walter Ratliff has more on the story.
Bethlehem is gearing up for a subdued Christmas without the festive lights and customary Christmas tree towering over Manger Square. Officials in Jesus' traditional birthplace have decided to forego many celebrations due to the Israel-Hamas war. The cancellation of festivities that typically draw thousands of visitors is a severe blow to the town's tourism-dependent economy. Religious ceremonies, including midnight mass in the Church of the Nativity, will be held with a special emphasis on prayers for peace. I'm Walter Ratliff.
This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on the war in Gaza.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, 83% of believers in this country agree that, quote, Israel must take bold measures to defend itself against Hamas' decades-long campaign of terrorism. 88% also feel that Israelis have the right to determine their own statehood and government. The survey also finds that most Christians have sympathy for Palestinian civilians and do not believe that they support Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith and education leaders are denouncing plans for an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school, but officials say they must follow the law and allow the organization hosting the club to meet. Several dozen members of the faith community in Memphis stood united with leaders at Memphis Shelby County Schools last week to criticize the club. They questioned the Satanic Temple's intentions and also made clear that students would need signed permission slips to attend. This is SRN News. The late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is being remembered in Washington.
Court members and staff, as well as the public, paid tribute to O'Connor, whose body lay in repose inside the Supreme Court's Great Hall. O'Connor was the High Court's first female justice, appointed by President Ronald Reagan. She died on December 1st at age 93. A private funeral will be held for O'Connor at the Washington National Cathedral on Tuesday, with remarks from President Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs into law sweeping new powers that allow police to arrest illegal immigrants. The governor signed the measure Monday in the border city of Brownsville. Texas has also installed razor wire along the banks of the Rio Grande. Biden administration will roll out one more package of military aid for Ukraine before the end of the year. Republicans say that it will have to be paired with a deal on border security for the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.